very valid point. Very valid point. Well, there'll be much more on the baseline. I think we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg here. There's plenty more ideas.
We might have to go into that on the baseline.
Well, exactly. I need to work out my mileage charts. That's the that's the only thing I want to have. Actually, all the stats and all the facts present on Sunday at 7 for baseline. Who knows? We're running out of time, guys, on the baseline. It's that we don't have enough time to talk about everything. I mean, and I'm on the verge of having phone calls. I mean, who knows what will happen?
We might have to expand it 1 hour and a half.
Call me Paul Feinbaum of ESPN and SEC Radio. You never know. But it's time for another quick break. And just so you know, for those keeping score at home, no overtime here. 27 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 5-point game. Harbor Beach and Marlette JV have gone into overtime. Thanks to our friends at 92.1 calling that game tonight down in
Marlette. I have Seth Stapleton's over there, so that's a sports writer's worst nightmare on deadline tonight.
Oh, come on. What's a deadline?
I'll tell the guys that are printing our paper.
Yeah, exactly. It's time for a quick break on the WLW Sports Network. Sports Radio 102.1. USA at Lakers, JV wrapping up right now. USA JV leading Lakers JV 30-25 on Sports Radio 102.1.
Diaz Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. Diaz Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Sebowing. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen. And this is Heidi from Hard Joe's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
WLEW Sports is proud to present tonight's game of the week. USA on the road at Lakers in a Greater Thumb West showdown. One for the ages. USA comes in at 4-0. Lakers at 3-5 with Clark Ramsey and John Winnie. We're being joined right now by the editor-in-chief of the sports department of the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams. JV game still wrapping up here. This might be the longest game of the JV season in regulation, I should say. You know, one interesting, I read an article today, and it was a sports writer for Rush the Court, RTC. It's a startup, you know, website. And he sat down and watched the Ohio State-Indiana game on CBS. And he actually watched it from start to finish. And it took 32 minutes to play the final 3 minutes of that game. And he was blaming timeouts and media and all this and lollygagging. It was just one thing after another. Is the game taking too long at the college level?
For some odd reason, they want to make it a mini version of the NBA. And I'm still shaking my head trying to figure out why.
Well, you're also the guy who doesn't like the three-point line.
Well, that is, no, I've grown to, you know, appreciate it. Let me put it that way. It has changed the game.
Well, now, just announced today, I see AAA and AA baseball, minor league baseball, is putting a pitch count pitch count timer.
I like that. I like that a lot. There's so much wasted time in a baseball game between pitches. It's unbelievable. As you guys know, baseball is my sport. And there should be limitations on how many times a batter can step out of the box and adjust his batting gloves and do all of his other routines that he likes to do. It does slow down the game. But as far as the basketball, college basketball, the question you asked, I'll be honest. I don't watch a lot of college basketball until the tournament because college basketball, for the most part, is meaningless. The regular season, with the expanded tournament the way that it is, if you don't make the tournament, you didn't deserve to make the tournament. So I think there's less importance on the regular season. So for that, I really don't watch a lot of regular season college basketball.
If you're following a team, though, as far as college basketball is concerned, you like to see the development, player development, how they mesh together. There's certain things, you know, you break down and you watch how it develops over a course of a season. That's something that interests me. But as far as tournament is concerned, nothing can beat that. Nothing.
As for Night of the Lamp also, you know, the starting pitcher in the entire major leagues who takes the longest between pitches? At 32 seconds, you're supposed to have a pitch off every 12 seconds with no one on base. You know who takes the longest?
Is it a relief pitcher?
No, it's of starting pitchers.
It's not for the Tigers. Tiger?
David Price, 32
really?
Seconds.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is a guy like Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, they get the ball.
Verlander is the equivalent of the Oregon Ducks offense, I'm quite certain, especially when he was a rookie. He was firing in pitches, I think, about every 8 seconds.
And you know what, Clark? A guy that doesn't take a lot of time between pitches keeps a batter off balance. It keeps that batter from really, you know, buying time and settling in. If you know the pitcher's going to get the ball and pitch, you better be ready to hit.
Well, back to basketball here in the Thumb of Michigan. We've talked about it all now. This is just a hint of what you get on the baseline. Sundays at 7 p.m. As you can hear, the Laker Pep Band in attendance tonight of tonight's game. A few other area games going on tonight. On Friday, we have Harbor Beach at Marlette in Memphis at Ubley going on in the east. In the west, we have USA at Lakers in Vassar at Reese. And in a non-conference matchup, Bad Axe is traveling to the Catholics of Saginaw. Saginaw-Novell in a non-conference matchup. Those are your five games tonight. NCTL is not playing. But then we have a game on Monday, in fact. The WLU Sports Game of the Week will take us to Class D in NCTL action. Carsonville at Caseville. That is going on this coming Monday on Sports Radio 102.1. Should be an interesting one, John. What you say?
Oh, I'd say so.
It's our second time going up to Caseville.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
We haven't been there since they redid the gym, in fact.
That's right.
It's so beautiful, guys. They did a just an absolute great job with that new gym. They put a lot of money into the old gym as well, but what they did there, they made that one of the premier gyms in the Thumb. And I want to just touch on that Bad Axe-Nouvel game. A lot of people see, oh, Bad Axe is taking on Nouvel, and might think
Bad Axe is hot right now.
They might think that that's an automatic loss for the Hatchets. Nouvel, at last check, I think had one win. They were 1-7, maybe 1-8. So this is not your normal Nouvel team. And you got a red-hot Hatchets team who's been riding momentum, gathering momentum with every game, getting better offensively. I think this is a very winnable game, and if Bad Axe is able to secure that win, I mean, that could go a long way for them for the rest of the season.
Well, one team that is hot in the Greater Thumb Conference, along with Bad Axe, are the